Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Okay, we're holding here on Nedarim Daf Chav Gimel, and the Gemara brings in the sugya that the which is later in the Masechta of Ein Poischem B'Neilut. The Gemara tells us a story about Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, he had a certain neder, and he came before the Chachamim to matter him, and they asked him, "Daita daita dahochi?" He said, "Yeah, a daita dahochi." Bekitzer, that he thought of everything. So it says that there was a certain person that saw that he was causing the Rabbanon problems. And so what do? So he knocked him out. So they asked him, "Oh, did you even think that your neder is going to cause somebody to knock you out?" So the Gemara says, "No. V'shari l'nafshe." So it says that the Rishonim say it doesn't really mean shari l'nafshe. If we would take shari l'nafshe literally, so then it would be a raya to the mabit that we've mentioned, that whenever you have a Pesach, so then it really works without the heter hachacham. But the Rishonim say that it's lav dafka, it just means that he thought of the Pesach. So the Gemara brings in that this is a problematic Pesach, because it's a Pesach b'neilot, because at the time that he took the neder, so he had no way of knowing that such a thing would happen, and therefore it doesn't turn his neder into a neder b'tois. So the Gemara says, "Lo, hai lav neilot hu, deshchichi apikari demetzari rabbana." That because it's a neilot deshchiach, that because it's a normal thing to have such a person that's going to hit the rabbanan, the people that look for opportunities to cause tzaras to rabbanan, so then it's not considered noilad. Now in the Sefer Yodos Nedarim, so he brings a question from our Gemara, from our sugya, is a big kasha on the shita of the Re'em and the Ravid. That what is the shita of the Re'em and the Ravid? The Re'em and the Ravid, they have a chiddush. That the I'll read from you from the Ramah, the Resh Chav Ches, in Seif Yod Gimel, and it's brought down in the Beis Yosef over there in Resh Chav Ches, B'Shem the Re'em. So the Ramah says that the only time that there's a problem of Pesach B'Noilad, that's only Lasois Min HaNoilad Pesach. But, says the Ramah, B'Shem the Re'em, that Im Mischarit Me'ikaroi, Afal Pi She'oise Mikoyach HaNoilad, Mikri Charato Umar Tiranoi. That the only issue of Pesach B'Noilad is only if the Heter HaChacham of Pesach. However, that if the reason why we're doing Hataras Nedarim is not because of Pesach, but rather because of Charata, and we have the halacha of Charata that you're mischaret me'ikara, b'kagavna says the Re'em, there's no issue of Pesach b'Neilad. It doesn't matter why I'm mischaret me'ikara. As long as I am mischaret me'ikara, I can be matter the neder, even if the reason why I'm mischaret me'ikara is because of something that I couldn't have known about b'shas the neder. This chiddush can be found also in the Ravid in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis. Now, what is the hesber in this shita? That we've learned before, that there's a machlokes Rishonim, that what is the difference between Pesach and Charata? Or in other words, is the heter of Pesach and Pesach of Charata, are they really just two different versions of the same heter? Or maybe are they two completely separate, different ways of being matter the neder? And we saw that the shita's Haran and Rav Rishonim is that they're actually two separate ways of being matter the neder. That the heter of Pesach is that I'm turning the neder into a neder betois, whereas the heter of Charata is a new heter, migzeras hakasuv, of a cherem moichlinoi. Now, based on this idea, so it's very moving, what's the chiluk legabi noilad? That when is there a problem of Pesachim benoilad? That's only if I want to say that the neder was a neder betois, dahainu. That the only way I can say the neder betois is only if that at the time that I did something, I was doing it with the wrong ideas in my mind, because I wasn't aware of something, and therefore my maisa was betois. However, if at the time that I took the neder, I really knew all of the issues involved, the only thing is I didn't know the future. So the fact that I don't know the future, that doesn't make my pa'ula into something betois, and therefore there's no way to be matter the neder based on the side of Pesach. However, if the reason why I'm being matter the neder is because of Charata, so Charata has nothing to do with tois. If the reason is because of Charata, so it doesn't matter that I did my neder with full knowledge of everything in front of me. Nevertheless, Charata is Charata. Charata is Gzeras HaKosov, that I'm able to be matter the neder as long as I have Charata. So therefore, it doesn't bother us, according to the Re'em and the Ravid, the fact that the cause of the Charata was something that I had no way of knowing yet. Now, fract the Yodos Nedarim, that it's Mavor in the Sugyo, that as soon as Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi that realized this heter of the fact that Adaita Dahochi, that that somebody was going to punch him out because of his neder, so he wouldn't have done the neder. So the Gemara had a problem with that, that there's a problem of Ein HaFayischem HaNailut. So fact the Yadat Nedarim, that why is that a problem? Who said that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi wanted to matter his neder with the mechanics of Pesach? It reasons to figure that not only did he have the Pesach over here, but also he was mischarit. He feels bad about the fact that he got punched out. And therefore, that as long as he has charata, so who cares that the reason why he has charata is because of a nailad? L'maisa, he has charata, the meikara. So, b'kitzer, that is the kasha of the Yodis Nedarim, that our Gemara is a kasha on the shita of the Re'em and the Ra'avid, that when you have a charata, then there's no problem of paisam charata. So the answer to this question is really very simple. That is the answer of the Netziv in Hamak Shaila, She'ilta Chav Gimel, Ois Yudalid. And that is that who is the hero of our story? It's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi. Zokt the Netziv, Shitas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi is that there's no such thing as Charata. And because Shitas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi is that there's no such thing as Charata, so the heter of the Re'em and the Ra'avid is not going to help us. Now, where did the Netziv see that Shitas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi is that there's no such thing as Charata? Says the Netziv, that's what we see on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis. What does it say over there? It says that Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, so he says that there's a heter. Oymim loy la'adam, ilu hayu asara b'nei adam, shifaisucha ba'is asha, min dadris, imam alav matirin oyser. Says Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi that one of the ways that we can be matter in eder is that we ask him that if people would have been mefais you at the time that you took the neder, if they would have calmed you down, then would you have in fact taken the neder? And if he says that he wouldn't have taken the neder, then we're mad at him. Mashma, that if there wouldn't be people that were there to calm him down, he wouldn't be able to calm down, then there's no way to be mad at the neder. Now, so in our girsa, so that's where the Gemara ends, but the Rosh and the Ran, so they bring down a different girsa, that it says, Kosavar ein poisim charata. That from the fact that Bishmam Rabbi Yossi says this, we can infer that his shita is Ein Paischem Bacharata. So in the Ran over there, he actually brings two different grisais, that there are those which are going as Kasavar Paischem Bacharata. And he explains that this Asar Bnei Adam is a little bit better than a Charata, and it's a little bit less than a Pesach, but the Rosh, so he's Machria, that the correct girsa is that Kasavar Ein Paischem Bacharata. Why is it? Why is it more mistaber that Kosovar ain't Paisim Macharata? And then this is the Ran agrees with this, that the Ran agrees that even according to the Girsa of Kosovar Paisim Macharata, it doesn't mean that he holds the Paisim by a regular Macharata. So, but the Svara is, because what does it mean that the people are going to be Mephias you? It means that the person is Bekas, meaning that he made a stupid nether, that he was only making nether because he was Bekas. And even though it's clear to us that the reason why he made nether was Bekas, it's something that it wasn't smart for him to do. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi was makbid that the only way that we can matter the nether is only if there was a way to stop him from making the nether mitoch kas. So from that we see that the mere fact that he's mischaret and the fact that he took the nether bekas, that's not enough. And therefore, the correct girsa is kosavar ein poischem b'charata. And therefore, says the Netziv, because we see the shitas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi is that ein poischem b'charata, meaning there's no such thing as charata, so therefore, says the Netziv, it's very proper that the Gemara should ask v'hai ein poischem b'nailad, because even though when we have a heter of charata, there's no issue of ein poischem b'nailad, but shitas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi is that there's no such thing as charata. So in a chenami, if lididan lehalacha lemaisa, that we paskin that there is poischem b'charata, so there wouldn't be a problem b'kai gavna if this story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi, even if it wouldn't have been for the halacha that is shchichi, that it's a neila d'shchiach, that according to us, the Gemara never would have asked this question. Now, why is it that there's a problem of being poischem neila? So we mentioned before that the Ran later in Daf Samach Dalet explains that the reason why we can't make a Pesach, which is neila, is because the reason why a Pesach is matter of neder is because it turns the neder into a neder betois. And therefore, says the Ran, that if it's something that at the time I took the neder, I was really aware of everything involved, that the only reason why I want to be matter this neder, the only reason why I wouldn't have taken the neder is because of something that happened after the Shas neder. In such a case, so you can't say that the neder was betois. Betois only means that I wasn't aware of all the things that I could have thought about. But if I would have thought, if I would have been aware of everything in front of me, then I wouldn't have taken the neder. However, something that only came in later, shelo b'shas ma'isa, after the shas ma'isa ha-neder, so that can't turn the neder into a neder b'tayis, because the neder was in fact done with a full heart, with a full awareness of all the metzias. The Rambam has a different mahalach, has a different reason why ein pasul neder. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, so he writes a very interesting thing. He writes, Ein poischen benoilot, keitzad, nishba shalo yehene beplayni, venasa soifa hier. If I take a shvur not to be nana from a certain person, and this person becomes the scribe, hoyo veloy nichem al shvuasoi, that because he doesn't have a proper charata, ein poischen bedavarze, so therefore you can't use it as a pesach. Vafilu amar hu beatzmai, ilu haisi yodea lo haisi nishba, even if he says that I really wouldn't have done it. If I would have known that this is going to happen, if I would have known that this person is going to become the scribe, so I wouldn't have taken the neder. So it says the Rambam, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Hoyel v'adayin lo nichim, because that's not called a charata. That's not called you have charata and the neder. Ela ritzaynoi shelo yehenaloi v'shelo yasas sefer. What would I really rather? Really, I would really prefer that that I shouldn't be nana from this person, and just that this person shouldn't be the person that I need to be nana from him. That's what I really would prefer here. So says the Rambam, that's not called charata. Charata means to be that I mischaret on the neder, that I really would have rather that the neder wouldn't have taken place. So the Rambam says that there is a metzias that because of this thing, that because of the noilat, so the truth is that my whole kavana is mishapich. So the Rambam says that if the person actually decides that, yeah, this whole idea was really a mistake, that bikagavna, so there is no problem of Pesach of Neilot. So bikitzer, the Shita Sarambam is that the reason why in Pesach of Neilot has nothing to do with neder b'tois, but rather, says the Rambam, that it's very pashut, that that's not called charata. Because when we look at that, do I have charata here or not? So the question that we have to ask ourselves is that what would I really have rathered? Would I really have rathered not have making the neder? Or I really would have rathered that having the neder, but just I would have rathered that this neder wouldn't have happened. So obviously, the Ran and the Rambam are going to Shitasai in the Iker Heter of Hataras and Darim, that we've spoken out before, that the Shitas HaRambam is that even a Pesach, the reason why a Pesach is Matur Neder is Midin Charata. That the Rambam never mentions that there's any such heter as Pesach chutz from charata at the beginning of Shavuos Perek Vav, so where he introduces the concept of heter nedarim. So he only speaks about the yisoid of charata, and therefore, because there's no concept of neder b'tois in the world of the Rambam, so that the hesber of the Ran that the reason why a Pesach b'noilad is because it doesn't turn the neder into a neder b'tayis, wasn't a possibility. And therefore the Rambam was muchach to learn a different pshat, and therefore the Rambam is mechadish his pshat, that the chisaron of noilad is that it's felt in the charata, because I wouldn't have preferred not making the neder, but rather I preferred that the neder would still be, but rather that the noilad wouldn't have happened. Now what's the problem here? The problem is that from our sugya, that it's mevor in the Gemara, that not every noilad is a reason not to be able to be matter the neder. But rather, a noilad d'shchiach, something that it's normal for it to happen, such a noilad, we could be matter the neder with such a noilad. So this is what the kasha that the Ravid asks, that on the Rambam, in the same halacha, involved Yud Beis, that according to the Hesber and the Rambam, so it shouldn't make a difference if it's a noilad d'shchiach or a noilad shalosh shchiach. And in fact, the Kesef Mishnah, when he writes that based on the Sfarah of the Rambam, so be'emes, there is no difference between a noilad d'shchiach and a noilad that's not shchiach. So the question is that how is the Rambam going to understand our Gemara, that the Gemara says that because it's Shchiach, Apikore, the Mitzaru Rabbanon, that's a reason to take away the issue of Ein Poischa B'Noilad. The Emes says that this is not the only place that it says that the Noilad, the Shchiach, is a reason to be able to be Matar and Neder. But the Ravid also asks from the Gemara later on, when the Gemara brings the Machlokes about that Poischa B'Noilad, so it says that there's a machlokes how to understand the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir Moshe Rabbeinu's neder, that he's not going to come back to Egypt. The Gemara in Samach Daled says that Moshe Rabbeinu took a neder, that he's not going to go back to Egypt, but Hashem tells him that it's okay, ki meisu kol ha'anoshim ha'mavakshim es nafshecha, because Dasan Aviram, that they're the ones you're scared of, so they've already died. So there's no issue anymore that because if you, the only reason why you took the nether is because you were worried about Dasan Aviram, and now they aren't here anymore, and therefore you can be matter the nether. So Rebbe Lezer, who's of the opinion that Poischem and Neulot, that there's no issue of Poischem and Neulot, so he says, Vaha Misa is Neulot, that Misa is something that it wasn't, there was no way of knowing B'shas the Neder that they're going to die, and nevertheless, it's a reason to be Matah the Neder. So the Chacham answer that no, it's not true, they didn't really die. What's it mean, Kimesu Kal Anashim? It means that an Oni is Choshev Kames, and that means the Yardu Minichseyam. So the what's it mean, Shiyardu Minichseyam? So the Bishonim say that Anius is Mitsuya, that it's a Matzoi thing, that people are going to become poor, and therefore, it's not a problem of Paischem HaNoilad, because it's a Noilad HaShchiach, just like it says in our sugya, that by Noilad HaShchiach, we can be Paischem HaNoilad, so to by Anius, by becoming poor, so that's a Noilad HaShchiach, and therefore, there's no issue of Paischem HaNoilad. Now, I agree that this Chiddush, that Anius is Mitzuya, seems a little bit harsh. It seems that it's not Mamas Shchiach that people are going to become poor. But the Rishonim, so the Torah B'Ilan Gadol, that it's really the words of the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi in Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, says these words, that Anius is Mitzuya, and therefore it's Shayach Teimater. We'll see soon that we'll see soon what the Yerushalmi means and if it's really a good Raya to every other case. Now, with regards to our sugya, that the Gemara says that because it's shchiche apikari de mitzari abanan, therefore it's not considered a problem of paischem hanoilad. So the Chasam Sofer says that it's not so shver on the Rambam. Why? Because, but that's the Rambam, that just like if there was something that really I would have preferred to have the nether and not to have the reason not to have the nether, but it wasn't noilad at all because it was already existing at the time that I took the nether, so that doesn't bother the Rambam. Why doesn't it bother the Rambam? Hooray, why is that called Charata? Hooray, I really would have rathered that the nether should be a nether, and the reason why the nether can't work shouldn't have been. The answer is very simple, because that's not being realistic. That realistically speaking, b'shas the nether, it was a stupid idea to make the nether because it's a waste of time. There was no chance that the nether would be able to be chal in the proper way. So too, says the Chasam Sofer, as long as the matziv that would not enable the kiyam ha-neder was already existent, b'shas the nether, that's a good reason to have charata d'meikara, because it's not realistic. In such a matziv that something is going to bother the kiyam ha-neder, so I'm mischaret on the ikar ha-neder, so too, that it doesn't matter if the thing was actually here, or the matziv was already here. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, because the Shchichi Apikari de Mitzari Rabbanan, that existence of the Apikari was already existent, even though he didn't hit me yet, but the Matzav of these Apikari was existent, so therefore, I mischarit lemafreya, that it was a bad idea melechatchila to take the nether. Now, what about the Gemara in Dav Samach Dalet? That the Gemara says that because Dosan Aviram were Yodom in Nechseyem, that was the reason that Hashem was able to be matter the nether. So on that, the Kesef Mishnah is already Masbir, that the Gemara doesn't say clearly that it means that after the Shas HaNeder, the Yodom in Nechseyem, the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam will explain that the Gemara means to say that already the Shas HaNeder, they were already Yodom in Nechseyem. No. That's a good teretz for Yadam Echsem. But we said that the Gemara itself says that Anius is Mitzuya. And therefore, Anius is Mitzuya, that is a reason to be able to be matter the nether, and therefore, seemingly, it would still be a kasha on the Rambam. However, if we look at the Yerushalmi, where the Gemara says that Anius is Mitzuya, I think there's a difference between what the Yerushalmi is speaking about and what the Bavli is speaking about of Dosan Aviram being Choshuv Kames. What is the Yerushalmi speaking about? The Gemara says that the Mishnah says in the ninth parak that you can make a Pesach and tell a person that if you would have known that if a person says that I don't want Pliny to be Nena for me. So the Mishnah says that we tell him that what's going to be if he's going to become poor and you're going to have to support him. And it says in the Torah, V'chei achicha imach, that you have to support him, you have to help him out. Now because of your nether, you won't be able to help him out. So on that, the Yerushalmi asks that haray, the fact that he's going to become poor is noilad, and on that the Gemara says that it's shchiach that to come to Anius. So with that introduction, if that's what the Yerushalmi is speaking about, I think there's a very big difference between between that kind of anius and the anius of Dasan Aviram being Chashav Kameis. Dainu, that everybody understands that just like the Chasam Sofer says, that as long as there's a general matziv, the things are oimid to happen, that's enough to take care of the problem of Noilad in Bedas HaRambam. So too, because there's a general Galgal Hadvarim, that not everybody who's the biggest, richest person, so he always stays rich, meaning to say that he needs his customers to remain his customers. So that kind of a neos is nichlal in the things of Galgal HaChozer, which fits into the Gedarim of the Chasam Sefer. Now, there's a third place where we find this question of Noilad D'Shkiach, which seemingly would be a question on the Rambam. That is, that in Tosis, in Ksubas Daf Samach Gimel, the Gemara in Ksubas tells us that Kalba Savua, that when he found out that his daughter had married in Am Haaretz, so he was madder his daughter to be Nene from Alaz Nachasim. Later on, when he found out that his son-in-law had become Rabbi Kiva, so he wanted to be matter the neder. So Rabbi Kiva asked him, "Were you matter adaita to Adam Godo?" And he said no, and he was matter the neder. So Tosis over there asks that Harei there's a halacha of ein paischav neilat. So in that Tosis answers his famous answer that it's the derech hadvarim that when a person is hoylech lilmot Torah denasa Adam Godo. So says the Tosis that the reason why it's not Paischav Neulad in the case of Rabbi Kiva is because it's Shchiach that he's going to become an Adam Gadol. Now, everybody understands that as beautiful as the Tosis is, but it's not always the case. It's a Shverat Tosis that not everybody that's Hoylech L'Motara actually becomes an Adam Gadol. I wouldn't even say it's considered Shchiach. The Gemara itself says that Elef Nichnasu L'Talmud V'rak Echad Yoytzei L'Hara. So that it would seem that Tosis' answer is a Shverat answer. However, according to the Rambam, I think this Gemara is a raya to the Das HaRambam. Because, hare, in the case of Kalba Savua, avada, that even the Mafreya, if we would ask Kalba Savua, what would you rather? Would you rather that Rabbi Kiva wouldn't have become an Adam Gadol and your neder would be able to miskayim? Or would you rather that you wouldn't have made the neder and Rabbi Kiva would become an Adam Gadol? Avada, so he would rather that Rabbi Kiva would be an Adam Gadol and they never would have made the neder. So in that, even though it's a Neulad Gomer, even though it's an Eilat Gomer, because there is a Charata Gemara, there's no issue of Paischav Neulad, and therefore from that Gemara, we don't have to come on to the Teretz of Tosfos, that it's an Eilat Shchiach, but rather, that is a Raya to the Das HaRambam, that Bikhagavna, that there's no issue of Charata, there's no issue of Paischav B'Charata. So to summarize, so we have two opinions of what is the issue of Ein Paischav Neulad. According to the Ran, the issue of Ein Paischav Neulad is because it doesn't have the ability to turn the neder into a neder tois. According to the Rambam, the issue is that it's felt in the Charata, because the person says that I would have rather have the neder, and just I would have rather that the neder wouldn't have happened. What's the nafkamina? So we spoke out two kinds of nafkaminas. One is by a neder d'shchiach, that the Rambam disagrees of the concept of neder d'shchiach, and the Ran holds that any time that there's neder d'shchiach, it's going to be a reason to be matter the neder. And the other case is by something which is not shchiach at all. However, it's a reason to be mischaret l'mafreya. That according to the Rambam, that there's no issue b'kaygavna of Paischav Neulad. The emes is that in that case, it's really not a nafkamina, because we mentioned before the shita of the re'em and the ravid, which we paskin like, is that even lididan, that there's no problem by charata gemura that of Paischav Neulad, because we paskin that charata doesn't have to come on to Pesach. So halacha l'maise, la halacha in the Ramah, so there's only one nafkamina. But theoretically, there's nafkamina both in the case of neidah the shchiach and in the case of a charata gemura when there is no shchichus. Now the Ran, he later on in the amud, so the Ran brings a machlokes yishonim about the guidelines of the chacham that we need for hataras tendarim. So I'm not exactly sure why he brings this in, but he speaks about this so he speaks about the machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and chachamim. About that in the Shloisha, when three people are being matzah neder, if one of them needs to be Gomer v'Savir. But more importantly, he speaks about the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam, about a yochad mumche, that matter hataras nedarim, does it need to be a samuch or not? That the shitas haramban is that the only way that a yochad mumche can be matter nedarim is only if he's a samuch, if he has smicha, and the shitas harambam is, as long as he's a chacham muvhok, so then he's able to be matter the neder. So I want to try to understand what is the machlekes, what is the deeper understanding between the machlekes, between the Ramban and the Rambam, that what is the svara to say that you should need a samuch, and what is the svara to say that you shouldn't need a samuch? So there's a fascinating thing that the Kesef Mishnah writes in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Beis, where he writes that when the Chacham is being matter the neder, so it's not that he's doing anything special, it's just Hayros Isser V'Heter. Now, what does that mean? So the emphasis is that we find in Beis Din, the Beis Din really has two jobs that they do that as their job in Beis Din. That sometimes the job of the Beis Din is that they're meichel achalos. That, for example, if you have a person who's chayiv misa, so if, when the Beis Din paskins that he's chayiv misa, so they're not only paskining the fact that he deserves to die, but they're actually they're being meichel achalos that he's chayiv misa. If it wouldn't have been for that chalos chayiv misa, so then it would be forbidden to kill him. That similarly, that sometimes a Beis Din makes a chalos when it comes to gerus, that there's a halacha that you have to, a tefilas ger has to be bifnei ha-Beis Din. And over there, the Beis Din is making being meichel a chalois gerus. Sometimes, on the other hand, that the Beis Din isn't really making any chalois. If two people have a disagreement about some monetary issue, so they're coming before the Beis Din, so they're just telling them what the halacha is. Certainly, if they're coming before the Beis Din to ask him about just a regular Isser V'Heter, so then over there you don't need a Beis Din, but over there the Chacham, so it's just Haras Isser V'Heter. So the Kesef Mishnah over here is saying that even though sometimes you have a Beis Din that is Meichel HaChalois, so over here in Hataras Nedarim, so the Tafkid of the Beis Din is not to be Meichel HaChalois Heter, but rather it's just being Meira Hara. So that's something that we have to try to understand, that it doesn't seem like that. It seems like there's no Hara here, but that's what we'll see in a second. So if that's the case, the Kesef Mishnah is saying that it's Haras Isser V'Heter, so it makes sense, the Shita HaRambam, that the Rambam, seemingly the Kesef Mishnah is going to be Shita HaRambam, that the Rambam holds that Yochid Mumche, that doesn't have to be Samoch, it's enough to be a Chacham Mufok, and the reason is because the Geder of the Chacham in Hataras Nedarim is only to be Meira Hara, to be a Meira Hara, whereas the Ramban, that if he necessitates a Samoch, so it reasons to say that he understood that the Tafkid of the Chacham is to be Meichel Achalois Heter, that it's actually the Chacham who is being matir the neder. Now, if it's not the Chacham being matir the neder, who is in fact being matir the neder? So over here, there's a fascinating thing that we find in the Tosfos written Daf Chaf Aleph, that we mentioned this Tosfos written before, that he is a hint to the Shitas Hamabit, that b'makom that you have a Pesach, that you don't need the Heter Chacham at all. But the Tosfos Rid says, b'toch dvarav, that the Iker, Chalois Heter, of a Neder is, that when the Neder comes before the Chacham, and speaks out before the Chacham, that Adaita Dachachi, Lon Adarti, says the Tosfos Rid, that is enough of a reason that the neder should be mutter. It's just that it's exer sakasu that hu ene meichel aval acher meichlin loy, that from there we learn that the Chacham has to participate as well in the Hataras Nedarim. But it's mevur in the Divrei Tosfos Arid that an important part of the Hataras Nedarim is that the neder should come before the Chacham and say that adaita dehachi lo nedarti. That it would seem from here that it's actually not only the Chacham is being matter the neder, but in fact the neder himself is being matter the neder by saying out the Pesach. What's the source for such a thing? So there's a very interesting Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud that the Gemara says that Hataras Nedarim is that they have almost no source in the Torah. I think it's Kaharay Matluyim Ba'avir Ve'en Lehem Amashi Yismeichu, and that the Gemara says that one of the opinions is that Yesh Lehem Amashi Yismeichu, that what's his makar? Because it says Kiyafli that Echad Hafla Le'Iser Ve'Echad Hafla Le'Heter. That says in the Pasuk of Nedarim, so it says the words Kiyafli, it says it twice, and the Gemara says, why does it say it twice? The one is referring to the Iser and one is referring to the Heter. So now, what is the Yafli of Heter? So Pashtis would say that that's the Heter of the Chacham. But Rashi is Mavor Nishtazeh. Rashi, it says that it's speaking about the Neider. And then it says that Rashi is correct. Because if you look in the Pasuk is clearly saying that when the Pasuk says Kiyafli, it's not referring to the Chacham, it's referring to the Neider. So Rashi says that what's it mean the Haflah's Heter? So Rashi says that Achas Kishapirish V'Nadar, So Rashi says that this Kiyafli, Leheter, is speaking about the Neider coming before the Chacham and speaking out his Divrei Charata or his Divrei Pesach. So this is the Makor of the Tosfos Rid, that an integral part of Hataras Nedarim is that the Neider should speak out the Divrei HaPesach or the Divrei HaCharata, and in fact, that is what's being matter the neder. If that's the case, then there's makom to understand, like the Kesef Mishnah and the Shitas HaRambam, that when the Chacham is being matter neder, it's not that he's being mechel a chalais heter, but rather that he's only being meira hara, that he's saying, yes, I paskin that that is a proper Pesach and that that is a proper charata, that with such a Pesach charata, it is permissible to be matter the neder. I don't think he writes over there, but this could be a maridik pshat in the Gemara in Gittin daf pegimel beis, that the Gemara in Gittin over there is speaking about the question: is there such a thing? Could there be a mitzius that one that ze oiser ve ze matter, that one person makes the chalais iser and somebody else who wasn't connected to the iser, he's the one who makes the heter. So the Gemara asks the question: what do you mean? Well, we found the case that there is such a thing as ze oiser ve ze matter, but harei nedarim de noider oiser ve chacham matter. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not a raya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein chacham matir klum ela b'charata. So because the chacham can't be matir without the charata, so therefore that's not called ze oiser v'ze matir. So al kapanim, so that according to this hakdama that of the Tosfos Rid and the Rashi and the Gemara and Chagiga, that the side of the hataras chacham is just that the chacham is meira hara, that in fact the haflas heter of the neider is in fact good. So that's it's a meridik oimek in the Gemara and Gittin that pegim alam abiz. The Gemara means to say that it's really not the oiser is a matter at all. It's not just that the oiser also participates in the heter, but rather the oiser over here is doing the entire heter because the chacham is not playing a crucial role in the hataras nedarim. So we started off with the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam. What is the gather of Yochad Mumche for Nedarim? Do we need a samuch, or is it enough to have a chacham mufok? Is enough that he knows the halachas? So we wanted to be mazur. What is the machlekes? And we tainted that the machlekes, whether or not it's enough to know the halachas, or you have to be a samuch, is what is the status of the bezdin legabe hataras nedarim? That is the bezdin being mechal a chalais heter. Or is really the chalais heter not from the chacham, but rather from the neider himself when he speaks out the divrei hacharata of the divrei hapesach, and the chacham is only being maya hara. That if it's only being maya hara, it's enough to have a chacham mufok, but rather if he's being a meichel a chalais, then he needs to have smicha. So now moving on to the Mishnah. So this is an interesting Mishnah, because the Gemara is going to say that this really the Mishnah doesn't make sense the way that it's written down, and it's really mixing up between two different halachas. That the Mishnah starts off, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Oimer, Af Haretza Lahadar Es Chaveru, Shi Yochel Esloi, Yemer Loi, Kol Neder, Shani Ose, Lidur, Hu Bato, Bilvat, Shi Yizachar, Bishas HaNeder. So the Mishnah mixes together, first of all, there's a halacha of Af Haretza Lahadar Es Chaveru, Shi Yochel Esloi, and the second halacha is that there's such a thing as a person that doesn't want his Nedarim to be Miskayim. So the Gemara in Amabeis says a very interesting halacha, that the Mishnah is really speaking about two different halachas. First of all, nidrei zruzin of haraita shechaveru yochel etzlo, and second of all, mesiras meida, that the person can be mevatel his nedarim nahaba. And so the Gemara says that this halacha of mesiras meida, so somebody was wanted to be darish bepirka, and the Gemara got upset with him. That how could it be that the Mishnah was mistim lastume, and you're being darish bepirka? So what do we see from here? We see that the fact that the Mishnah wrote it this halacha in the tzura of chasoi mechsura was bikavana. Dahainu, that we find these words many times in Shas, that chasoi mechsura v'hachiktani, that the Mishnah writes the Mishnah that writes the its halachas in a fashion that really don't make sense the way that they get read, but rather the only way to understand them is to add in more words, and then a person could ask what's going on here? That why did the Mishnah write it without the proper words? So I don't know about every place, but over here, Lefachos, we see that there was a reason, that there was the fact that the Mishnah wrote what it said in the Tzura of Chasoi Mechsura was Bekavana. So I think that from here we can learn to everywhere else in Shas that every time that the Gemara says Chasoi Mechsura, that it's not the Pshat, that there was some mess up in the Mesera Satara, but rather there was a Kavana Tchila of Chazal Kilmefurish in our Sugya Anamabiz. So now, before the Gemara understood that the Mishnah was Chasori Mechsra, so it wanted to try to understand the Mishnah Kipshutai, but the Gemara doesn't understand. So it says, V'kevan de'amar kol neder shani osid lidar yehei batol lo'yishama le'i v'le'i osi bahadei. So that if the person is going to say to his friend that whatever neder I'm going to take, so I want to be mevatel, so then he's not going to listen to him when he takes the neder. So the Ran has a very simple question. Why doesn't he do the Mesiris Meida quietly? So the Ran says that in Echanami, the Be'etzem, he could have done the Mesiris Meida quietly. It's just that anyway, from the context of the Mishnah, it's Mevor, that that's not the reason why the neder is going to be mutter, but rather the reason why the neder is mutter is because of nidrei zruzin, and therefore it wouldn't, even though it's a good teretz, but it's not going to fit into the context of the Mishnah. However, the Rosh brings the halacha of Erbelezer Mimitz, that he's mechadish, that the be'emes halacha lemaise, a person that does a mesiras meida belachash, it's not chal the mesiras meida. So this the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Yud Aleph, he brings this daya of Erbelezer Mimitz as a yeshayimim. It's mashma that it's not the ikar hadin, but nevertheless the mefarshim want to try to understand what the Erbelezer Mimitz meant to say. So there's a machlekes. The Shach brings that there's a machlekes between the Bach and the Shach. The Bach says that this that the Erbelezer Mimitz said that it's not chal belachash, that's only if he says it so quietly that he's mashmiya le'oznoi. But that he's not mashmiel oznei. But if he's mashmiel oznei, then even according to Blazim Mimitz, that's certainly dibur l'chol ha-tarakula, like we find in Hilchos Kriyashma and Hilchos Tfila, that if you say it loud enough that you hear it yourself, that's not called balachash anymore, that's considered dibur b'chol ha-tarakula. The Shach, so he disagrees with the Bach, he says that it's not enough to be mashmiel oznei, but rather you have to say it louder than that. You have to say it b'chol ram, with a loud voice. So now he doesn't explain exactly what why he says that, but he says that it's meduyuk in the Erbelezer Mimitz that that's what he means to say. Now in the words of the Shach, so at the beginning of the Shach, so he says that according to Erbelezer Mimitz, you have to do it befarhesia bekol ram. You have to do it publicly bekol ram. At the end, so he only says bekol ram. And the emes is that there is a machlekes hapeiskim that what did the Shach mean to say? Is it important that somebody else actually has to hear what you're saying? Or that is enough to have it in a loud voice that somebody else would be able to hear it? That Reb Shlomo Zalman in Mechashlama and Nedarim, so it's mashma for him that you don't actually need somebody else to hear it. And that is the mashmais of the Levush Estrad as well. However, Reb Shimon Shkop, in Shavu Yesher, Sharhei Parakhapes, and it's also brought down in the Chidush Reb Shimon Shkop, so he disagrees, and he says that according to Blazim Mimitz, so when it says Befarhesya, it's Kipshutai, there needs to be that you're speaking to somebody, and you didn't keep it into yourself. He brings a makor for such a concept from the Ritva in Kiddushin Daftun Tes, that over there it's speaking about a person that does a Kiddushin La'achar Lamed, and afterwards he wants to be Chizer from what he's doing, that it says in the Ritva that if he doesn't do his bittel in front of somebody else, even though he said it with a loud voice, it's considered dvarim shorolev ve'enam dvarim. But rather, that sometimes there's a gedder that if a person doesn't tell his words to somebody else, then it's considered dvarim shorolev. And says Rosh Hashanah, that is the kavana of the Reb Elazar Mimitz, that if you don't say the mesiras meida to somebody else, then it's considered dvarim shorolev ve'enam dvarim. It doesn't have the koyach to be mevatel the nedarim that you're going to make later in the year. Now, that it's mistabre that even Reb Shimon only meant the Blazer Mitz said this halacha that you need to say to somebody else when if you want to be mevatel a neder that's made to somebody else. Dehainu, that our Mishnah is speaking about that a person is making a neder to somebody else, that he's saying that I'm asking myself to be nana from you. So in such a case, the neder has to do with somebody else. If you want to be mevatel a neder that has to do with somebody else, you have to make a mesiras meida, which is also to somebody else. Al kapanim, why that should be, that we'll see in the next shtickle, that it's totally on what is the lamdus of the mesiras meida. So now, why is it that the mesiras meida works? How could it be that I'm able to be mevatel my neder? So there's an interesting ran in Daf Ayin Hei Amud Beis that the ran explains that the reason why by mesiras meida it's batal the neder is because the neder is betois. Why is the neder betois? Because says the ran, if I would have remembered that I made a mesiras meida, so chances are that I would have trusted what I thought then. I would have realized that, hey, if I said when I had a yeshiva hadas that I'm not interested in the darim, so probably I was smarter back then. So what I'm doing right now is probably betois, and I wouldn't have made this neder. So that's why it's neder betois. The same thing can be found in the Rashba by us. Reb Shlomo Zalman said a nafkamina that if the ran would be kipshutai that is pashut midin tois, then sometimes that it's actually not a tois. If I know that when I'm making the neder, I'm so upset that even if you would have told me, but you mesiras meida, I don't care about my mesiras meida. So if that's the case, then I'm so upset that I don't care about what I made about the mesiras meida that I made, then it's impossible to say that the neder was betois. Then b'kai gavna, according to the Ran, then the mesiras meida will not help, And says Rosh Hashanah, that's a big chiddush, and that's why he actually doesn't want to learn that the pshat in the Ran is kipshutei. That chutz from that, the Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, so he has a kasha on the pashtus divrei Haran that it's impossible to understand that the, when the Ran says that when a person makes the mesiras meida, that it's that makes the neder betoys, it's impossible to understand that this is kipshutei. Why is that? Because what does the Gemara say? And Daf Ayin Hema Beis. The Gemara is discussing Shitas Reb Elezer that a person can be mefer nidre ishtoi before she makes the neder. So Reb Elezer says a kal v'chomer that by neder that a person can't be matter his own nedarim, but he could make a tnai, a mesiras medar before his neder to be mevatel his tnayim. So by hafaras nedarim that a person has a koyach to be mefer his nidre ishtoi. So certainly that he could also do it before. So we see, for the fact that a person can be matter his wife's nedarim, and he can't be matter his own nedarim after they're made, so we see that a person has a bigger koyach on his wife's than his own. So if by his own he can make a mesiras meida, so certainly he can do a hafaras nedarim that also before his wife makes the neder. So the Gemara is comparing the mesiras meida to hafaras nedarim, and by the fact that I can make a mesiras meida, the Gemara wants to learn out that so too I should be able to do hafara on the nedarim that my wife didn't make yet. Says the Chazon Ish that if the only reason why Mesiras Meida works is because of Tois, so it doesn't make any sense that the reason why a person can be made for Nedarim has nothing to do with Tois. That the fact that the person can be made for Nidre Ishtai is because the Torah gives him a koyach to be made for her Nedarim, even though there wasn't any Tois at all. So therefore the Chazon Ish says it's impossible to understand that the Ran means Kipshutai, that it's simply the reason why the Mesiras Meida works is because B'shas the Neder, I wasn't aware of all the Metziasim. The Ma'aseh said we could be Miyashiv, the Pashtus of Iran, by saying that by Hafara as well, so the Gemara says in numerous places that Kol HaNoideres, Adai's Bailahi Noideres, and therefore that Adai to Dahochi, that their husband is going to be Mefer, it also is similar to Tois, just like every Hataras Nedarim turns it into a Tois. Akopanim, that's the first Mahalich, that the Pashtus Devi Haran, that the reason why Mesiras Meida works is Midin Tois. The second Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish, which can also be found in the Sefer Yados Nedarim, that they both say that the reason why Mesiras Meida works is with a gather of Osi Dibur or Mevatel Dibur. Now, what does it mean, Osi Dibur or Mevatel Dibur? That sometimes, that when I have two Diburim, so we say that one is more strong than the other, and therefore it's Mevatel the other. So over here, why is it that the Mesiras Meida is stronger than the neder that I'm going to make? So that it would seem that the reason is because whenever you have two things, so if one thought of the other, but the second one didn't think of the first one, so if I have one dibur which had awareness of the other dibur, but the first dibur didn't have awareness of the first one, so that's a reason to say that the first dibur was a more miyushev dibur. That we have a similar concept that there's a klal of Hilchos HaKibasra, that whoever is last, so the halacha is like him. Why is Hilchos HaKibasra? Because the one who came last, so he saw everything before him, and even though he saw everything before him, so he decided he wants to disagree. As opposed to the person before, that it could be that if he would have seen the tainus of the person that came after him, it could be that he would really agree to the person after him. So we see that whenever you have more knowledge, that's a reason that it's a reason to say that what you're saying has more validity. So too over here, that if I have two dibur, the Mesiras Meida thought about the nether that I'm going to make, and he realized that I'm going to get in a situation that I'm going to want to make a nether, and nevertheless, even though I realized that at that point I'm going to make a nether, nevertheless, right now I decide that it's a mistake and I want to be mevatel. Whereas Bishah that he makes the neder, so he's forgetting about the Mesiras Meida, like it's going to say on Amabez. So therefore, there's a reason to say that the Mesiras Meida is a stronger dibur than the dibur of the Shas Neder, and therefore we say Osi dibur or mevatel dibur. Now there's the second mahalach, it's really the third mahalach, and that is the hesber of Reb Shimon Shkop and Reb Shlomo Zalman. So they both say that the way that Mesiras Meida works is actually Midin Hataras Nedarim. That even though there's a halacha that Hu Eina Meichel, Aval Acher Meichel Noi, that a person can't be Matir his own Nedarim, but Tzei Rishol Mazaman and Mishim Ashkab, that's only after you made the Neder. However, before the Neder is Chal, so just like the Chacham can be Matir the Neder, so too, you yourself can be Matir the Neder that if you didn't make the Neder yet. that there's a very fascinating thing that the Ragat Shavar in Tzafnas Paneach, Nedarim, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, so he also says a similar Mahalach, and he's medayik this from the Mefarish in Daf Tzalik Amud Aleph. The Mefarish says, V'vhod yaminan, hod darshinan, huwe nemeichel, avalachere meichin loy, v'zman, shachal haneder ko'omar. That says the Mefarish that halacha of who ain't a meichel is only bizman shechal haneder. However, it's mashma in the Mefarish that before it's chal haneder, so we don't say the halacha of who ain't a meichel, but rather who meichel. Dehainu that just like there's a din acherim meichelim, so too who meichel. Or in other words, that the gather of mesiris meda is midin hataras nedarim. This is the third opinion. Once again, first of all, we have the pashtus divrei Haran that it's midin tois. Second of all, we have the gather of the Yados Nedarim and the Chazon Ish that is midin asi divar or mevato divar. And third of all, we have the improved version of the Ran, that when the Ran says toys, he doesn't mean the toys of regular Mekach toys, but rather he means that same toys that every Hataras Nedarim makes when you have a Pesach, and that is that the toys of Hataras Nedarim, because before it's Chal Neder, so who Mechel just like regularly Acherim Mechle. Now, what is the nafkamina of this gather of Mesiris Medah that Rosh Hashanah Zaman and Rosh Hashanah say that the Ran really meant to say that it's Midin Hataras Nedarim? So there's a couple of interesting nafkaminas. Rosh Hashanah Zaman, his mistapik, according to this, what's going to be by Nazira Shimshon? That the halacha is that there is no such thing as Hataras Nedarim by Nazira Shimshon. So his mistapik, that it could be that because Mesiris Medah is midin hataras nedarim, so it could be that you can't do mesiris medah and nazir shimshon. It's nafkamina that if we should put it into the nusach of mesiris medah and erev Rosh Hashanah. The second nafkamina is what we started to say before, the Rav Shimon Shkop, so he was trying to understand why Rabbi Elazar Mimitz wants the person being meisir medah to do a dafka beferhesia. Why should he have to say it to somebody else? So Rav Shimon Shkop, after this hakdama of the gather of mesiris medah that is midin hataras nedarim, so he says, that could be the pshat in the Blazer Mimitz, that because part of the Mesiris Medah is Hataras Nedarim, so just like by Hataras Nedarim, you have to say the Divrei Hatara Bifnei the Chacham, so too over here, even though you don't need a Chacham, but nevertheless you need to say it Bifnei somebody else. A third Navkamina is an interesting Chiddush that I saw brought down from the Maharil in Hilchos Leil Yom Kippurim Simen Vav, that he says that in the din of Kol Nidre, that we'll speak about soon, so he says that there's a machlekes if Kol Nidre is midin mesiris meidah or it's midin hataras nedarim, but he says that even according to the tzad that it's mesiris meidah, so nevertheless you need to have three people standing by the chazan. You need to have two people next to the chazan so that you have a bezdin, because even the mesiris meidah needs a bezdin. So this is certainly going with the Mahalik that the gather of Mesiris Medah is Midin Hataras Nedarim, because otherwise there's no reason to say that a person should need a Bezdin. Midin Asi Dibur Mevata Dibur, obviously there's no din of a Bezdin. Certainly Midin Tois, there's no Indian of a Bezdin. So we see from the Maharil that he was also going with this Mahalik of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Shlomo Zalman that the Yisayid of Mesiris Medah is Midin Hataras Nedarim. Halacha lemaisa, so we don't have to be achron for the Maharil, that the most thing that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch is the opinion of the Shach b'das Rabbi Elazar Mimitz that maximum it's enough to say it bifnei echad. So to be mesakim, so we said a bunch of different mahalchim. How does the mesiris medah work? According to the pashtus divrei Haran, it's midin tois regular tois. According to the new and improved version of the Ran, Rabbi Shimon Shkop and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman say that when he meant tois, he meant the hataras nedarim of tois. We have the yados nedarim and the Chazon Ish that is midin osir dibur or mevato dibur. And that we didn't mention that there's a last mahalach, and that is what we don't pass like, that the Rambam brings yesh min hagoinim, that yesh min shaharu, that the only time that mysterious medah works is only if toch kidei dibur of your neder, you remember that you made a mysterious medah. So Baruch Ber is masbir, that the side of this yesh min shaharu of the Rambam is that regular, there's a regular din that a person could be chayzer toch kidei dibur. It's just that when you made a mysterious medah and you remembered that you made the mysterious medah betoch kedei dibur of the nether, then the zikaron hadvarim is as if that you were maskim to that, is as if you were choizer bepeh, and therefore, according to the Rambam, it's not the Rambam himself, but according to the Yesh Mishaharu in the Rambam, the yisoid of mysterious medah is just a way of making a bittel dvarim betoch kedei dibur. I want to speak a little bit about the din of kol nidre that the Ran brings over here, that the Rebbeinu Tam So he thought that the reason why we say Kol Nidre before Yom Kippur is really based on this Mishnah of Mesiras Maida, that the Seid HaDvarim is in Sefer HaYashar Simen Kuf, that's brought down in Tosfos by us, and in the Rosh and the Pesachim Simen Hei, that the Rabbeinu Tam said that he thinks that the reason why we say Kol Nidre is to do regular Hatar Sandarim, but he says it can't be, because he has four reasons why, in his opinion, Kol Nidre can't be regular Hatar Sandarim. First of all, says Rabbeinu Tam, that it's just one chazan, and the halacha is by Hataras Nedarim that you need either Gimel Hadyotis or Yochad Mumche, and over here we don't have a Yochad Mumche, and so it's missing three people. That second of all, that even if he would be a Yochad Mumche, but who's going to matter for the chazan? That third of all, that there's a halacha that you need Charata, and over here where's the Charata? And last, the Rabbeinu Tam says that there's a halacha that we pass again, the Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Lamed Hei Mubeis, that there's a din, that Tzarech Lefarit HaNeder, that if you don't say what the Neder is that you want to be Matir, so then you cannot be Matir the Neder. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, so it can't be that Kol Nidre is Midin Hataras Nedarim, and therefore he said that what we're doing on Kol Nidre is really, we're speaking about the future, we're speaking about the Nedarim that we're going to do in the future years, and that is what we're being vata, and therefore he changed the grammar, he changed the nusach of the Kol Nidre in order that it should be mashma, that to the future and not in the past. So the Rosh and Yuma, so he goes through the issues of Rabbeinu Tam and he answers them one by one. With regards to the fact that there's no three people being matter the neder, so the Rosh says that Lemaisa, the minig is that everybody says Kol Nidre together with the chazan, even though they're only saying it palachash, but Lemaisa, everybody is saying it. So says the Rosh, so you have much more than three people, you have the entire congregation being Matar the Nedarim together, and therefore, says the Rosh, that also takes care of the issue of who is Matar the Chazan's Neder. The answer is that everybody else is being Matar the Chazan's Neder because everyone is involving themselves in the Hatara. Everyone is both being a Niter and a Matar at the same time. With regards to the question that there's no Charata, so first of all, the Kabbar Nisano in Yuma, over there in Perak Yud Ois Gimel, so he says that obviously the Rabbeinu Tam knew that the Nusach of Kol Nidre, we say that we're Ichrat Nebohin, we say that there is Charata, so what did the Rabbeinu Tam mean to ask? Says the Kabbar Nisano, what he means to ask is that who said that part of the job of the Beis Din is that when somebody comes before Beis Din and says that he has Charata, so Beis Din's job is to make sure that his Charata is actually a true Charata, that he has a Charata d'me'ikara, and not a Charata just from after the Shas HaNeder. So the Kabbar Nisano says that is what the Rabbeinu Tam meant to ask. So the Rosh answers that because the ikar reason why we're doing Hataras Nedarim is because of people that were nichshal in the Darim, that they went against with a neder. So Anan Sahadi, that the person that was over his neder, so certainly he has Charata d'me'ikara, that it was a bad idea for him to make the neder, and therefore it's muvan me'elav, that this person has a Charata d'me'ikara, and there's no issue of Charata. Lastly, with the issue of Tzarech Lefaret HaNeder, so this is a sugya in Gidin Daf Lamed Hei Mabez, so on that the Rosh says that Lemaise, that the Gemara says over there, why is it that a person is Tzarech Lefaret HaNeder? Why did Chazal make this takana, that Tzarech Lefaret HaNeder? It's not Doraisa, but rather it's Derabbanan. Shema, maybe the Neder is this kind of Neder that we're not allowed to be Matar, because it was Neder Lidvar Mitzvah, and therefore because it's forbidden for us to be Matar such a Neder, so they made a takana that he should always have to tell us what the Neder is that we're being Matar, in order that we shouldn't be Matar something that we're not allowed to be Matar. So on that, the Rosh says, because that's the whole issue, so very simple, because the Das HaKal is only to be Matar the Nedarim, that it's permitted for them to be Matar, so they never had Kavana to be Matar, a different Neder, that is a Dvar Mitzvah, that is forbidden for them to be Matar. Or in other words, that if a person will come with a particular Neder, and says, please be Matar my Neder, so even if Chazal would, even if the Beis Din would think to themselves, I don't have Kavana to be Matar the Neder, but that's what they did. They were Matar the Neder, whether they like it or not. But over here, because we're being Matar Bechlalus, so because the Das HaKal is only to be Matar, then Darm, that it's Mutter to be Matar, so there's no issue of Tzarech Lefaret as a Neder. Interestingly enough, that the assumption of the Rabbeinu Tam, that Tzarech Lefaret and Neder, is based on the fact that we paskin that even Bidyeved, that it's not going to be Chal. In fact, this is the halacha that's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Chav Ches, if you doubt it, that Midrabanan, Chazal, were Matakin, that it's not Chal the Hataras Nedarim. However, it's really not so pashut. In a chinami, that is the halacha, that is the shita of the Rosh and the Rashba in Gittin over there. But the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Chav Ches Sif Mem Ches, so he brings that there are other Rishonim, like the Ritva and the Nimuki Esif, that argue, they argue, they write in Adar and Daf Samach Dalet, that Bidiyeved, even if a person was not Mefarat in Neder, so it is Chal, the Hatara Bidiyeved. Says the Aruch HaShulchan that because it's only a Safik, it's only an issue Durabana, so if the Beis Yosef would have realized that there's a Shitas HaRitva V'Nimuki Esif, so he would have been Mekel, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan Lemaisa is Mekel, even Ba'ifin, that he's not Mefarat in Neder. I'll call upon him, so certainly to be Miyashiv, the minig of Kol Nidre, so we're miyashiv all the different issues of the reign of Tam, that we can go like the Pashtas HaDvarim, that the issue of Kol Nidre is for Nedarim of the previous year and not for the future year. However, like everybody knows, the custom is to say it both on the past year and the future year.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.